because it was too much work. Could never again corral that number of volunteers, and even had we been able to, I don't think they would have ever again been willing to put in weeks and weeks of hard work to do this. It was tremendously successful, but to the point that I think I would have liked to have seen it continued for at least one more year, but it just couldn't be.
How much time did you yourself put in on it, Dorothy?
I couldn't even tell you. Well, I know that for that first carnival, I'm sure it took the better part of a year to get it together. I mean, the actual hard work with it was maybe in a 6-month period, but the number of committees set up to do a thing like this, aside from bringing in the money itself, the physical work connected with it, of course, a long time ago, it's maybe 25 years ago, I was a lot much younger than I am today.
Dorothy, this was at the time when our council program meetings would bring 500, 600, 700 people to a meeting, isn't it?
That was an unusual program meeting. I mean, even in those days, with a regular program meeting, which we held quite often. I mean, I think they used to be on an average of maybe once every other month, and in some cases once a month. We didn't get that kind of audience. 200, 300.
Now, it also coincided, didn't it, with our peak membership, probably. Our membership has remained rather stable between 2,400 and 2,500 in these later years.
Yeah, well, one time I think we went over 3,000.
That's the point. That's
whether the point. This coincided with it or not, Frieda, I can't tell you. I really don't remember that. We continued fundraising every year because every year our quota was increased, or every couple of years. Each time there was a convention, the quota was increased at the convention. So naturally, the fundraisings had to be continued year in and year out. I think after the carnival, if I recall correctly, we went back to the dinner dances for a couple of years. And then, at some point, and I don't remember what year it was, one of the sections originated or instituted what they called the Angel Ball. I think it was in Cleveland that it was started. At least some of our girls went up there and saw what was going on for the Angel Ball. Now, the Angel Ball, I don't know why it was called the Angel Ball at that time, except that those who contributed a certain amount were called angels.
But this was before there was a cotillion.
Oh, yeah.
See,
this
I always associated the cotillion girls as angels.
No, mm-hmm. No.
All right.
I don't remember why else it was called an Angel Ball. Of course, the decor was carried out in the form of angels and things of that sort. And I remember that they had prizes. I remember that one of the first ones in Pittsburgh was held in the old Chatterbox in the William Penn downstairs, and it was a flop. I don't think we had more than 400 to 500 people there. I do remember the bad with the good. Sometimes too much so, I guess. So we had the Angel Ball for a couple of years, and then I think some of us realized that we couldn't continue just a regular Angel Ball. We had to have a gimmick. And what would that gimmick be? And so finally I was appointed the chairman. I don't know how many times I was chairman of a fundraising, but a number. And I thought long and hard about what kind of a gimmick we could have that would bring in the people. And finally I came up with the idea of having a cotillion for girls, senior girls in high school or prep school. I'd like to hear just give the reasons that I thought a cotillion would be a good thing to have. because there was a great deal of controversy about it, which I can tell later. But as far as my reasons and my committee's reasons, because naturally I did not present this to the board until I had had a meeting with enough people to get their thinking on it. The reason I felt it would be a good thing was that it would involve families, whole families, mothers and fathers, brothers and sisters, aunts and uncles, cousins, and everybody. And this is exactly what happened. All that was the first reason. The second reason was that I felt in some way we had to begin to interest young women. And our councilettes had more or less died out by that time. That was the second reason. The third reason was that I felt it would be of tremendous interest to the whole community, that they would get a big bang out of seeing these lovely 17 and 18-year-old girls all dressed up with their 18 and 19-year-old escorts, and that I thought it would be a beautiful pageant. That's really what it was. Now, this was my thinking and my committee's thinking. When I presented it originally to the council board, which I will never forget, I have had many discussions at many board meetings, and particularly in the early days. I don't think I have ever been to a meeting that was quite as controversial as that one was. Now, the objection that some of the board members had, and I would say a number of them, was that they felt it would look too much like the Cinderella Ball, or that it would be too snobbish. I think that was the word that was used. Now, there never was any idea of its being snobbish, none whatsoever, because we, all of us, felt that once this thing was open to any member of council, the daughter of any member of council, whether she lived in one neighborhood or another neighborhood, or whether her parents came from one country or another country, was of no importance whatsoever. We wanted these girls to participate, to become actively involved in something called the Pittsburgh Section, NCJW. And we also felt that it would bring in members, which it did. They didn't all last. Some of them dropped out after their daughters were in the cotillion, but we did retain many. That's true, Frieda.
Yes, and there were some specific requirements of both the mother and the daughter.
Oh, yes, there were quite a number of requirements. First of all, the girls had to do a certain number of hours of work during the year in either the thrift shop or Anathan House. Anathan House, by the way, was open then. So this is only approximately 10 years ago with the first cotillion.
Oh, no, it was longer than that.
Well, I don't remember
they could have
them working
in the lounge
at the old lounge. Maybe they did. Is it longer?
I think the original requirement was to work at the thrift shop, Dorothy.
Oh, no, that wasn't the only.
It wasn't the only place?
I don't think so.
Well, go ahead.
Well, they had to put in a certain number of hours of work in council projects. The only requirement for the mother was that she be a member of council. Later, that was changed to the fact that she had to have been a member of council for a certain number of years prior to the time that her daughter was enrolled in the cotillion.
Well, and she had to contribute so much to the thrift shop in clothes.
Well, not necessarily. She could have paid.
But there was a requirement.
There was a requirement to get in, of course, an entrance requirement. Was an entrance requirement. In order to attend the ball, you either had to pay for your ticket,
right.
or you had to contribute to the shop
right.
in merchandise,
right.
or both.
Right.
Or both. It was an entrance requirement.
That's right. for everyone, not only the mother.
That's right, for everyone. The mothers, the parents were not excluded.
Mm-hmm.
They had to, too. The girls and their escorts, their dinner was paid for by the section, by the Pittsburgh section. Well, the members of the board, of course, voiced their opposition, which was no more than right. All of us who were interested tried to convince them that this was not the purpose of the angel, of the cotillion at all, their objections. So we went ahead with it. It took a number of years to overcome those particular objections as far as the community was concerned. I think a great deal of that was because the board members of council themselves did nothing to help dispel those arguments. That's true. I have heard from the board members themselves that it was still a very snobbish affair. And it was perfectly ridiculous because
it truly was open to anyone in the community.
Well, and for the most part, the girls were girls. If there's any basis for being snobbish, and I don't know what that basis is outside of having a superior intellect, but that isn't what is generally termed being snobbish. They were, those girls, the ones that they would have thought were snobbish, were in such a, there were only a few of them. They were in the minority. The other girls were in the majority.
I remember as the years went by, the amount of service hours required
was
increased greatly in order to impress upon the community that it really was.
After the first year, now the first year was tough sledding. We were very lucky to have had, I think, 18 girls that year. And most of them, I would say, came in because their parents or their mothers, a great number of them, were daughters of my friends. That was hard to do the first year. It really was. After that, when people saw the first one and what it was, they became extremely enthused, even though the objections which I raised, I mean which were raised, continued for during the years.
It was a beautiful tableau, however.
It was perfectly beautiful in every sense of the word. The girls got a tremendous kick out of it. So did their escorts. But the most important thing of all is that any number of mothers, after each cotillion, came up to me or wrote to me and said that for the first time in their daughters' lives, they really had come of age and they had become ladies instead of hoodlums. And that's true.
I remember making the distinction that we were introducing these girls not to the world of society, but to the world of service.
Of service, that's right.
And we tried very hard to make that stick.
Certainly that was in all the publicity. And the only reason it wasn't the publicity was because of the objections that had been voiced. Because anybody who thought at all should have known that this couldn't begin to imitate, nor did we want it to, of course, and of the other cotillions. The Cinderella Ball, which is extremely exclusive, you have to belong to the Junior League, or the Medallion Ball, which means that you must be a Catholic. I mean,
they too have service requirements, however.
Oh, yes, they all have. Well, the Junior League always had service requirements. The service requirements were very easy. That was never an objection in any way. Mm-hmm. Except by the girls themselves in some instances. They felt they didn't have time for it. That wasn't the objection. The objection of many people was that they felt that it was, I don't know what, that it was something that the council was too democratic to do, which of course was so utterly ridiculous. I know that you and some of the others felt that way about it, and I must confess, I never could understand the objection.
Well, I changed my mind during the course of it, but I originally was uneasy.
Well, I don't think that people gave it sufficient thought at the very beginning to realize, although heavens knows we tried to put it forward as best we could at that meeting. Well, anyway, it was very successful, and it continued, I think, for 5 or 6 years. I think it was about 6 years.
Oh, at least, at least.
And then it was discontinued because the girls themselves refused to get dressed up anymore. They only, if they said, if they could have come in blue jeans and a shirt hanging out and sneakers, they'd have been very glad to be in the cotillion. There we drew the line.
And I think the other organizations had similar problems nationally and locally. This kind of tableau.
Oh, I'm sure.
Fell off in popularity.
I'm sure it would. I imagine, I know that even in the Cinderella ball, their numbers dropped off.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
As far as the medallion ball, I don't think so, because they'd be afraid to, not to be in it, you know, with the bishop being there. But the numbers, the times change. It was not the right time for this sort of an affair anymore, and I was the first one to suggest that it be discontinued.
Right.
So, since then, well, we've been having a stay-at-home ball, which, of course, I think is a great...